Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, let me ask you a wee question. Have you ever noticed how guilty you can feel? Have you ever just been aware of your failings, of your feebleness, of your inability just to always continually keep your act together? Have you ever just been aware of the presence of sin welling up within your heart? And when you're honest, sitting in the quiet of the evening, alone with your conscience, you know that you've failed, that you've said things you shouldn't have said, you thought things that you shouldn't have thought, you've done things that you shouldn't have done. You know, one of the things we all have in common is that we sin. Oh, I remember saying something like that one day, and a lady wrote me a blistering letter. This poor woman had said that she hadn't sinned for 20 years. That is so sad. I know it's funny. Well, folks, you're not listening to a preacher who hasn't sinned in 20 years. I haven't sinned in 20 minutes, 20 seconds. You see, it's such a deceptive thing, this whole thing of sin. And the unfortunate thing is that sometimes it traps us into being condemned the whole time and being guilty the whole time. And there's some of God's people listening to me today, and you're so guilty. You just have got this weight upon you. You're walking around with all these bags tying you down and weighing you down, and there's no need for it. Do you know why there's no need for it? Romans 8, verse 34, it says, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again." Hey, folks, Christ Jesus has died upon the cross, and there's no need for you to be condemned. Divine justice has been satisfied. The whole downpour of divine wrath was showered upon the head of Jesus Christ when he hung upon the cross. The black clouds of judgment emptied themselves upon the cross, and there's not one charge that is now left against the believer in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus on the cross drowned our sins in the sea of his love and mercy. So, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ who died. Well, you say, but I've been immoral, I've been a pornographer, I've been an adulterer. Well, let me tell you this, Jesus Christ died the pornographer's death. He died the adulterer's death. He died the blasphemer's death. Whatever your sin is, he has died that sin. He has become that sin, taken responsibility for it, that you might not perish. So if you have come to Jesus Christ, confessing honestly and openly to him your sins, and asking him for forgiveness, he has forgiven you. Folks, let me tell you, if you haven't gone to that cross, why don't you do it right now, today? Go to Jesus, ask him to save you, he'll save you, and that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.